Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perrier about calcium bentonite clay. We were just listening to a little cool jazz there for a hot summer afternoon. I'm not sure anybody's got the message that today is our teleseminar day. As you know, we've been undergoing lots of changes lately. Cheryl, my right-hand woman, is moving right now to Minnesota. She's going to be a little south of Lake Erie and a little north of Green Bay. So she and her husband are hauling all their goods up there. So I haven't had her to back me up and send out the notices. And I'm still on training on how to do that. So I may be talking to myself today. I noticed we didn't have any questions. So not sure what's happening. So I will just record this anyway. As most of you know by now, the Living Clay Company sold in June to a company called Nutraceutical LLC. It's a corporation that sells wellness and beauty products, supplements. And they buy small companies in the alternative field, the beauty and wellness. And then they help put them in stores all across the company. So you can still go to the livingclayco.com website and see our products there and order there. And they would just be shipped from Utah instead of from Texas. And they're going to also be showing up in quite a few stores all across the U.S. because they have channels, distribution channels for getting it in stores. They're going to take it into California, so they had to put the Prop 65 warning on the label for any new alternative product. Pretty much has to go through that it might cause cancer or difficulty in pregnancy. But if you know clay, if you know living clay, you know that's never been the case. So they are a highly efficient and integrity company. I wouldn't have handed the clay to anybody that I didn't think could give her wings and help get her to more people out there. They are bigger, and they're not going to have the chit-chatty person when you call, like when you got Leslie, who would take a little time to chat with you. But I'm always available to answer questions. I have set up a new website for in place of aboutclay.com, and they may be coming back online with that, but they have to have every page reviewed by their FDA and FCC lawyers to make sure that the big papa bears in the industry can't come down and sue them for missing up and saying something they should. So it may be a while for the About Clay site's back up. And in the meantime, I have a site called bentoniteclayinfo.com. And you can sign up there for the teleseminars, for the Power Thoughts, also for the Yahoo chat group. I'm starting a Yahoo chat group like we had on the About Clay chat group. And you can sign up for that, and we can still do our questions and answering. My phone numbers are on both those websites, so feel free to call me if you have any questions. I have a new book website. It's called theclaybook.com. How simple can that be? Theclaybook.com. And if you go there, there are some excerpts from the new book. Now, just this week, I've signed with a fulfillment house who's going to print and distribute the books for me. And so I have a few more changes. I've had it ready to go for some time now, just looking for the right channel. I think I've found it. And you will be able to buy it from the Clay Book site with a link that will go directly to the distribution people, and they will fill your order and mail it out. So I'm excited about that. They'll have a few changes to make, and then they have to go through it and make sure it's aligned with their values and principles, and that I've dotted all my T's and crossed all my T's and dotted all my I's. Guess better get that right. And that's exactly what they're looking for. So that's what's going on the home front. But we're still here for you. I can always be reached by phone, and my phone numbers are on these sites. So please feel free to call in and ask me any questions. That's theclaybook.com and bentoniteclayinfo.com. So I do see I have some more, one on the phone, so I guess our messages did go out today. I'm going to see if we have any questions. I do. One from Sarah in Cambridge. Dear Perry, just wanted to thank you again for your prompt email response to my question re-clay treatment for my pink eye. I am 55, a contact lens wearer for 40 years, and have admittedly been overusing them. Thus, the worst case of conjunctivitis in my personal history, my eye appeared as if it was bleeding and swollen shut. I actually feared for my sight in that eye. I mixed a fresh batch of the drinkable 8-to-1 mixture, used an eye wash cup, and rinsed as often as I could tolerate. I know that putting clay directly in the eye is not recommended, but I was desperate. In addition, I consumed additional liquid clay, and time permitting, put a poultice on a cosmetic bag and taped it over my eye. The healing did not happen overnight. It took much due diligence. Yet at the same time, and living in this get-well-quick world in which we live, the results are quite miraculous. I've added another natural plant-based product as I saw my progress, called Eyebright. I've never heard of this plant before, and it really helped. After the clay healing, with resolving the lingering redness, thanks for all your help. I have called on you before, and you have never let me down, nor has the living clay. Wow, Sarah, thank you so much. And I'm going to ask you if I can use that for a testimonial, because you really had a bad bout of it. I'm going to see if I can copy your information here, and I can email you afterwards, but that is wonderful. I'm so glad it's working for you. I felt it would, but like anything you have, when you have a real severe case, it may take you a little bit longer, and I believe that's one of the worst places, and it does take a little while for the red to absorb. Whoops, I forgot to turn my phone off. Sometimes I forget things like turning off my phone before I get off the phone or putting it on vibrate. Sorry, I couldn't get the phone to hang up, but I'll call him back as soon as the show's over. That is just a wonderful thing. Yes, I do dilute it a little more than the drinking clay, putting it in your eye directly, but it may kind of burn a little bit using it that strong, but I think it was desperate and needed it, and I mix a little of the liquid in with an eye wash solution, but I think I really needed that, particularly the poultices over the eye. And it does take time for the blood to reabsorb. But if the infection got out, that's the thing we're looking for. And the itching and the swelling has gone down. Congratulations on that. And I have a question from Ashley. Will your protocols apply for most bentonite healing clays or only the living clays? A lot of them will apply for all of them. It's the mixing directions that will be different. Clays all have some properties that detox and cleanse. The clays in and of themselves do not heal. They're the pathway to healing, because their drawing power pulls blood flow and circulation. Their detoxing takes out the toxins, the dead tissue, the infection. And then the circulation, blood flow and oxygen are what's needed for cellular repair. So if you have a wound and you put clay on it, the clay will debride the wound. It will get rid of the dead skin cells, sort of slough them off. It will clean out any infection, blood poisoning, gangrene, bacterial infections. It will clean that out. And then with the circulation from putting the clay on top of the wound, the blood flow comes to the surface with oxygen in it, and that's what's needed to repair the cellular repair, and that's where the healing takes place. It's not the clay doing it. Clay is just the pathway for doing it. Some clays are better than others. I believe the living clay is a superior clay all around. It's a triple swelling calcium bentonite, which is fairly rare. So the mixing directions are definitely for the triple swelling calcium bentonite, the living clay. But I think if you follow your manufacturer's mixing directions, if you want another, use a different clay. I really invite you to try and compare. Get a small amount of each and compare. Some clays are very, very gritty, and they don't make much of a mud. They're just a grainy substance, so it doesn't have the pulling power that other clays have that have the mud-like texture. You'll find some clays are quite gritty. They're definitely clays I wouldn't want to use in an eye mix because of the grittiness. And I really like mixing any clays in a blender because it makes it smoother and it tends to reduce the grittiness a little bit. So if you're going to mix it, do a large enough quantity, you can mix it in a blender. But that is a very good question, and thank you for letting me clarify that. Every clay you get is going to react a little differently. Some are good for internal and external. Some are just good for external. Some are just good for internal. So it behooves you to try and compare. And I find when I've compared like 40 clays to the living clay, and the differences are just, you can taste it, you can feel it, you can see it. And it's just kind of a monumental difference. So I like to go with the thing that's going to do it the quickest and the best. But thank you, actually. Okay, let me go back and see if we have any more clay questions. Just those two for now. And so I'm going to run back over to the phone line. Oh, we do have some callers in today, and see if anybody on the phone would like to ask a question or give a comment on how clay worked for them. You know, that's how we learn, is how hearing how other people use it. So I'm thankful for Sarah's suggestion there. One of the people that got tremendous results with a serious colon problem was drinking 8 ounces 3 times a day. And her husband had kidney stones, and she got him taking the 8 ounces 3 times a day, and it started dissolving his kidney stones. And now their maintenance level, I think, is about 4 ounces 2 or 3 times a day. So, you know, if the clay's not working, use it more often or use more of it. Okay, I have a line here. Hello, you're on the line with Perry.
Hi, Perry. This is Tina Couch. And I just found you online through Google, you know, through YouTube about 3 or 4 weeks ago. I've been listening to a lot of your archives. And I had ordered, well, before that I had ordered the bentonite clay through another company for the hair and stuff. And then I found you through YouTube when I was like searching out bentonite clay. So I had already ordered it, but I just ordered the 32 ounce liquid. So do I need to dilute that, or do I just pour 2 ounces out?
It's ready to go. You just pour the 2 ounces out.
Okay, because I had ordered the Redmond clay, and
Got their liquid?
No, I bought their powder and then I mix it and then, you know, a teaspoon of it and I mix that. Is that a good brand?
Redmond is a reputable brand. They've been around a long time. It's a sodium bentonite. It's low sodium, but it's a little salty. And when you mix it, it tends to be a little grittier. But, you know, if you can live with that and it's working for you, go for it.
Okay. But I just got yours, and I got your wrinkle cream and stuff, too. And but I wanted to ask a question. Last winter, I had got all these bumps all over my chest. And I'm like, what in the world? They were all, it hurt. Like I could just barely lay my fingers on them and they hurt. Well, then it spread it to my stomach. And then that all went away and healed up, and then it went to my back. So I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to go to the dermatologist. So I went and they said it was dermatitis. And I'm like, really? This is really weird. And so I started doing a lot of Google because I do a lot of health stuff, you know, and so I started juicing, getting more greens in me and that started helping, but I still have breakouts. So about a week ago, I had, dermatitis break out all over my neck. And so I took the clay and I put it all over the neck each night when I went to bed. And within 2 days, it went away. And usually it does not go away for at least a couple weeks. And so
yes,
the clay
is very, first thing it's doing is it's very cool and it's stopping, it's pulling the heat out. Inflammation that causes
so
the itching. And it stops the itching, and then it's bringing circulation to heal it, that blood flow and oxygen, because it does, when it dries, it pulls. You feel it drawing. Yeah.
And
clay
I drink
generally
it in the morning
on
and
any
evening.
Kind of, good. Any kind of skin irritation, it's good to put clay on it. It's usually your skin is a reflection of what's going on inside your body. You may have been more stressed. Have you been stressed lately? A lot of times stress and acidity kicks it in.
I started doing juicing because the doctor didn't know. She said, do you have allergic reaction? She said, it's not allergic reaction. It's something your body's trying to get used to. And I'm like, okay. So that's when I started digging, and I heard you say that, and I also found out it's something to do with your gut. So I've been doing colonics. I have been doing green juices. And eating more between 60% to 80% raw, you know, trying to clean up what's going on inside, and because everybody's been saying
it's perfect.
So it's been helping, and then using the clay has been pulling. When I get a breakout, I'm like, what am I doing that's causing this dermatitis? You know, and then it spread to my head, and then it went from there. Then it goes in different spots. It's really
well,
weird.
It sounds like you may be trying to detox, so maybe a clay bath.
Okay.
Or put clay under your armpits, you know, where your lymph glands are.
Yeah.
Put a little clay under your armpits and let it dry a little while before you get into a clay bath, and then soak in a clay bath to help detox and get toxins out. If it's toxins trying to come out, like she said, then that's when you clear them up in one spot, they'll pop out another spot. And, you know, this can be from years of something that you were exposed to that's built up in your system, and now it's starting to show up in this form. So
yes,
it may not be anything you've done recently, you know. It could have been a place you lived or something you breathed in or got in on your food. Who knows? But, I would definitely try taking some clay baths, too.
Okay,
I hope you'll take a chance and try the living clay and compare them and see if you like it as well as you like the Redmond.
Yeah, I got your mask. I did get that, and then I got the liquid yesterday. I just all got it all yesterday. So I want to try your liquid and see that. Do you have it in powder form, too, so you can mix it yourself?
Yes, we do. It comes in a powder form, and you can buy a 1 pound jar of the powder clay, and it will make you 4 32-ounce jars of liquid since it is a swelling clay.
Okay, but can I dilute what I have now, or do I just, so I do just drink it just straight like that? The living clay I got now from you, the liquid?
If you have the liquid from us, it's ready to go.
but you can dilute it if you want to.
Don't dilute it too much, particularly if it's something colon-related, because you want it to coat. When you drink it, you'll notice if you drink it out of a little glass or a jigger, a little shot glass, there's a slick coating in there, and you want that coating effect on your insides for healing and also for pulling the circulation and the blood flow. And if you dilute it too much, it's not quite as effective.
It's always
more effective the more you use. So I like that consistency. You can wait 30 minutes. You just take a little sip of water and then wait 30 minutes if you want to drink some water, but give it a chance to go through and coat first and to balance that acidity and to get rid of the parasites.
Okay, and do you have your new book out yet?
You know, this week I signed with a fulfillment company, and I'm having to make yet again some more changes to meet their guidelines the way they want it to them, but they said it may take 2 months before it's ready to come out. But stay tuned. It's in the works. And if you'll go to my new book website, which is theclaybook.com, there are excerpts from two chapters and also some mixing directions. I find that's what people need the most is the mixing directions.
What is it?
So
what's it called?
Theclaybook.com.
Did you say it's the simple as a zebra?
No, the, T-H-E.
Oh, the?
The.
Okay,
I think we call it the instead of the.
Okay, what'd you say it's called? The?
The Clay Book, T-H-E-B-O-O, Clay, C-L-A-Y, book,
okay.
B-O-O-K.com.
Okay.
And you can see the cover of it.
I went to theclaybook.com, and it says there's no website, like the website's down or something.
It should be up now. We have it at first we had it, we were still working on it and adding things to it.
Okay.
But you should be able to find it at theclaybook.com. If you went to livingclaybook.com,
that's where I went.
I think they've taken that one down. Yeah.
That's the one I went to, the Living Clay.
They didn't want their name. That's why we can't publish the other book, is they don't want their name associated with it. And the new book has a whole lot more protocols, and I've learned so much more, and it's got more backed up research in it. I'm really, really pleased with it. It's a big step above the other book. So.
Okay, good. I want to order it really. I'm so excited to order it. I can't wait.
Well,
but
if you're on our mailing list, we will get the words out to everyone as soon as it's available.
Thank you.
And it'll be available
so,
in bookstores as well as online.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
And I just want to say I've watched all your YouTubes. I've listened to like 5 or 6 archives already. I've just found you like 3 weeks ago, and I am just you're just tremendous and full of knowledge, and I love it. And thank you so much for giving
it to us.
Well,
I'm passionate about clay, and my goal is just to get it on everybody and anybody. And the clay sells itself. Once you use it, you love it. And I am so thrilled that this company is going to be able to get it to so many people, because we have so many people saying, when are you going to get it in the stores on the East Coast? When are you going to get it in the North? When
yeah.
are you going to get it
I
here?
I know, I'm from Ohio.
So start looking for it in all your Whole Foods, your Trader Joe's, things like that. Okay?
Okay. In Ohio?
And everywhere.
Okay. All right. Thank
so we're,
you so
we've been
much,
training
Gary.
The reps, and they're going to go out and start, calling on the stores and getting it on the shelves. It may take them a little while, but that's their goal. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
For
and I'm going to be listening to you. Oh, I'll be
all
calling
right.
you back. Okay, thanks.
And
bye-bye.
I appreciate all the compliments. It's kind of a struggle doing this on my own, and I need to find somebody to help me to replace Cheryl, but I've got
– yeah.
that message out to the universe, and I know the perfect person will come.
That's
so
right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. I love getting messages like that. Let me slip over to the Q&A page and see if we have any more questions. Actually, when I mix the clay protocol of 1 part clay to 8 parts water, what is the texture meant to be like? Will it be like clay and a runny paste for drinking? It'll be about like chocolate milk. So it's very drinkable. It's very smooth. If you put it in a blender, it just comes out remarkably smooth. There's no grittiness. If you put it in a bottle and shake it, you're going to have grit that settles to the bottom. And just leave it there and drink off the top. When you get to the bottom, add some water to it and feed it to your plants, and they'll bloom like crazy. But I really like mixing it in a blender on high for 30 seconds because it gives it a very rich, creamy, smooth. It's like they make it at the warehouse, so when they're making it. But it'll be about the consistency of chocolate milk. If it's a little thick, you can add a little bit more water. If it's a little too watery, you can add a little more clay. So find that happy place. Clay is difficult to measure, particularly in making the mass, because clay packs. It's like flour. You know, flour will pack, and you can sift it. A lot of times I have you sift the flour before you measure it. Well, if the clay gets jiggled and it's loose and it's not firmly packed, that there are so many grains of clay in there, and if it's looser packed, there are lesser grains of clay. So when you make the mask, you may want to do kind of a rounded. I use 3 cups of water in a blender to a cup of clay, and I use kind of a rounded cup of clay. If I make it straight level, and if I get over just a little bit on my water, then it doesn't set up, and your mask should be about the consistency of sour cream or a thick pudding, you know, a pudding consistency. So, again, play with it and find where your measuring cup works best, and you can get those consistencies. Linda in Columbus, Ohio, will clay help poison ivy? You better believe it will. The first thing it's going to do, it's going to take that oil that stays on your skin that you can't get off, with that makes it spread when you touch it. It's that little slick oil that stays on your skin. It will draw that off. It will pull out the heat, the itching, the inflammation, and you can dry that stuff up in a day or two. Just cover it with the clay mass, the mud. It's going to be cold, and it's going to feel wonderful. It'll stop the itching. When it dries and starts itching, gently wash it off and put some fresh clay on. If you can't, you know, if you're in a place where you're at work or something and it's going to get on your clothes to go around with clay all over your arm, get some Saran Wrap or Glad Press and Seal and wrap around it to keep it in place. And let's get rid of that. I mean, it'll get rid of it in record time. I'm a poison ivy kid. I used to get it all the time when I was little, and every time I get it, it's worse than the time before. So I grab the clay. I keep it with me. You have to watch out keeping the jar of mask in your car in the summertime when it's really hot, but you can put it in your purse and carry it in and out and keep it with you for insect bites, the poison ivy, poison oak, shingles, anything like that. Chicken pox, yes, ma'am. Thank you, Linda. Ashley in Montreal, can you explain exactly what is a clay poultice? Is this clay paste applied directly to the skin like face mask, or does... Whoops, ran off the page. Or does it have to be wrapped in a cloth like a burrito? Can it be either covered or uncovered? Okay, good question. A poultice is a thick application of the clay mud, the mask. And you want to put it on thick over an area. You don't want to see the skin. You don't want to rub clay in like a lotion. You want to put it on kind of thick. You want to cover the skin. And depending on how bad the situation is, the thicker the application of clay you want. You may want it and sometimes to be like an inch thick. And other times you may want it to be like where you just can't see the skin through it. It'll depend on what you're working, what you're using it on. If you can leave it on and let it dry, good. If it's an open wound, you don't want to let it dry because when it dries, it's going to pull back and it's going to crack and it may start the wound bleeding again. So if you can put it on and keep it wet, and you do that by putting some Saran Wrap, or I like glad press and seal. If the area is not too big, you know, sometimes with saran wrap, you have it on your back. You have to put it all the way around your body and wrap yourself two or three times, and then you're sweating, and it's around a lot of your body that it doesn't need to. But glad press and seal, it's with the saran wrap. It's in a yellow box. It's made by Glad, and it'll say Glad in red. And then it says press in the abbreviation, the apostrophe N, and then seal in blue. And you pull it out and cut a square, and it's sticky on one side. And you want to cut a strip the size that you need to cover the area. And you want it a little bigger than the area, so you put the clay on thickly, and then you put the square over it and press the dry edges to the skin around the clay. And it will keep the clay in place, and you can put your clothes on over it. You know, I've worn one down my spine. I made a long strip and put it down my spine for a pinch-sided curve, and I could wear it under my pants. And unless somebody came along and slapped me on the back, I don't think it would squirt out. And so it keeps the clay in place, and then you can, you know, if it's something that's really, really hot and inflamed, you may want to change the poultice every 2 or 3 hours to pull that inflammation and the swelling out. If it's like a rash or a wound, you can put it on and leave it longer. And generally, you can put it on and leave it all night also. But do change it at least once during the day just to get fresh clay on there and to pull the heat out. And that's what a poultice is. Sarah, again, from Cambridge. Dear Perry, I just want to thank you again. Oh, that was her earlier one. See, when Sherry does this, there's a place I can press done, and they go away, and I don't know how to do done. So, but I did do refresh, and there's one from Tina. Hi, Perry. I have a cyst on my neck as big as a dime. Will clay get rid of it? Yes, ma'am. You get that clay mask, glob it on there, put that press and seal over it, and just watch that sucker start dissolving. Some would go, it depends on the size, some go faster than others. I would also suggest drinking the clay, because clay tends to dissolve like arthritic buildup, and if it's going to, drinking it dissolves kidney stones, I think it would work on a cyst too. And Ashley in Montreal, when mixed clay protocol, okay, I've already answered that one. I'm getting back to, I've got to figure out where the done button is. Here's one from Kim in Austin. Hi, Perry. My brother is recovering from carpal tunnel surgery on both hands. I told him he should use a clay poultice on one hand at a time. Have you heard of this helping carpal tunnel surgery recover? His incisions are healed. How long should he keep it on? How many times should he do it a day? Yes, in fact, I wish he hadn't had the surgery and had tried the clay, because it really does help people with carpal tunnel. He may have had it so severe and it was beyond the point of help, so we won't backpedal there. But I would put it on, wrap it in saran wrap. Again, he can put it on both of them at the same time. If he gets some help to kind of wrap it in either press and seal or saran wrap, something that will hold the wet clay in place, it's going to pull the inflammation out. It's going to help heal the nerves. It's going to reduce any pain. And it allows the flow of energy. So when you have something that's painful, the body resists the pain and you tense up, and then the flow isn't working. So it's going to relax the tissues and allow the blood flow and the circulation. So it should help him heal in double time. We've actually used it with people who have had broken bones and were able to be in a splint and where they could put the clay on day and night and cover it, and their recovery time was half instead of 8 weeks, 4 weeks, and they were released from their doctors. So, yeah, and, you know, do it as long as he needs it. If he can put it on at night, leave it all night. If it's convenient to do during the day, I do it a couple of times. And, you know, he can leave it on for half the day and then put a fresh one on for the other half and then put another one on at night. So get that on him and get him some relief. Well, I'd have to tell you, I'm thrilled to see that you all found me today. I was so afraid that maybe the messages didn't come out because I haven't got my own name in there and they didn't come to my email. So I just put up there that we would have a good following today, and here you are, and I'm thrilled with that. I haven't lost you. I'm here for you, and I'm going to continue to be here. Let me go back and see if there are any more questions. I think we're complete on the questions there. I'll go to the phone lines. Does anybody on the phone want to answer a question? You press *2, that will open your line. If not, I think we are complete, and it's, oops, I have one.
Terry, this is Koya in Arizona.
Yes, hi, how are you?
Hey, I was hoping I wasn't making noise and it was getting through to you, but anyway, I think we're okay. I'm doing all right. I just sent you an email, but it seems it didn't get through, so I just wanted to say that I've been using liquid clay in some water. I'm not measuring it because it's kind of dark when I'm doing it, but I get up at night when I have night sweats from Lyme disease, and mm-hmm. I drink it, and then it's just, you know, like the clouds have parted, and I feel better, and I can sleep. So I just wanted to mention that to you.
Thank you, and that's very good. And you're right. There's something about clay that helps mental clarity. We actually had two young girls, both 14, that lived in different parts of the United States, so they weren't in cahoots in that. And they said when they started drinking clay for their acne, they noticed that algebra started making sense. It's like their mind just clicked and they could understand algebra problems that before were just like Greek to them. So it does open up a mental acuity, and again, from the relax and the flow of things. I would encourage you to mix up a big bottle of clay. I don't know if you're using the living clay or what kind, but make the quart jar. Okay. When you do, make the quart jar, and then you can just take some in by the bedside and just drink a little during the night and fill it with just a little water. But we have people that have had migraine headaches and a lot of people who don't sleep well, but if they take a clay bath at night, it relaxes them. So you just get the best night's sleep ever. You just want to be poured in bed like a pancake and covered up and just don't bother me, get away. There's something so relaxing. You can't explain in words the power of a clay bath.
Do you think, because I live where there's the water is chlorinated and fluoridated, so the bath, I don't generally take baths for that reason. So does the clay help to neutralize?
Honey, the clay's going to pull that out, and you're using a cup of clay. The surface area for a cup of clay, if you laid all the little microscopically thin layers of clay side by side, they're like little business cards, and if you lay them side by side, the amount of the surface area that's in a cup of clay would cover 15 football fields. So it's going to take the chlorine, the fluoride, and any other toxins that are in you or around you or in your water out. So don't worry about that. You will still notice a tremendous result from a clay bath. And it's literally detoxing you of toxins that have been stored in the body.
Right.
I get in and I feel my leg and it feels a little slick. And then I rub it and it feels like skin. A little bit it feels slick again. So it's nothing you feel. You don't feel it coming out. Clay is very gentle when it works. It's just like a vacuum sucking through the pores of your skin, pulling these bad things out. It stirs them up, it breaks them loose so they can kind of come to the surface and get out.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I was going to say, what form of clay, what form is the one cup that you put in the bath?
Okay. You put 2 cups of water in your blender, add a cup of clay, and then fill your blender all the way to about an inch of the top. I like to sandwich it in there so it doesn't throw the clay up in the top of your blender. So kind of sandwich it between. And then blend on high for 30 seconds. Walk in, start your bath water, and pour it in there and rinse it out real good and get all the clay out. Before you get in the tub, take those blades loose and wash them off, because if you don't want to leave clay in prolonged contact with metal, because it'll tend to rust the blades. But just, and you know, if people that have heavy metal poisoning, like they know they have lead poisoning or arsenic or uranium or a whole lot of radiation or something, you can use a 2-cup clay bath. You can also do the clay. It was first recommended to me to take 2 clay baths a week for 3 months to detox, and that seems to get rid of it. We had a child with 7.3 levels of lead in his bloodstream. He took the clay baths two a week using 1 cup of clay for 3 months and went back and got checked, and there was no sign of the lead in his system. Now, we don't know exactly when it left, but we always know that after 3 months, people get tests back and they either can drop considerably or it's completely gone. Now, that doesn't mean you can't take a clay bath every day or you can't use more clay in your bath if you want to speed up the process. So it's kind of, you know, we play around and I find out from people what works best. But that was just what was suggested to me.
And so was that, they really that one do cup, sorry. Is the one cup then? Is the one cup you're using the mask or what form?
No, the powder.
Okay.
The dry powder. Uh huh.
All right.
Yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
Some people do. We had an autistic child, and the aunt wanted to use the clay on him when she was keeping him, and he made very little eye contact. Very polite. Made very little eye contact, didn't speak much, and they're very upset by change. So she was afraid if he walked in and saw the cloudy bath water, he wouldn't get in it. So when he got in, she took the clay mask in her hands, and she'd behind his back, she would rub her hands together in the water and, you know, kind of disperse it. And she did it a couple of times, and he turned around and looked at her and said, "More, please," and pointed to the jar of clay. And then he looked up and he said, "Towel, please." And he was making eye contact when he was answering the question, and it just blew them away. That the first clay bath with just that amount of clay made a significant difference. It really relaxes and calms autistic children. Yeah. And they become more verbal. Again, that mental acuity, it sort of clears their mind a little bit. And their minds run 50 miles an hour with everything around them. If you have too much stuff around them, their mind is trying to process everything. So to relax and calm those little minds, I think that's a remarkable attribute to clay.
Well, you know, bringing it back around to how you started your response to me, Lyme disease and autism are both, especially late-stage Lyme, or people who get really sick from it for a long time, it's also a spectrum disorder. We have, they studied it at length now. We have chromosomal SNPs, and so there are things in the mitochondria that stop talking to each other, and the detox pathway shut down, and we become allergic to, you know, 98% of what we used to be able to eat, and on and on. And it's the same kind of, I call it monkey mind. So, yeah, I mean, getting that calmness back. You know, I mean, the one thing I say is, like, I want my brain back. And,
yeah.
And so, you know, you're just tying all the ends up, so thank you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for sharing that with us, because I didn't know that, and, you know, now I know better how it can help. But if none of you have had a clay bath, go get some clay and take a bath this weekend. Give yourself the gift of the luxury of a clay bath. Just get in and soak and stay in as long as you want. We say if you're taking a really hot bath to stay in for 20 minutes, but you don't have to take a really hot bath, and the clay is going to cool. I mean, the water is going to cool down. It's not like you're in a hot tub that maintains the temperature. I had one the other day, and I stayed in for about 30 minutes just because it felt so good. And got down in the water. I roll a towel behind my back. I take a big wash rag, and I get in the water, and I scooch all the way down where I'm as much underwater as I can, and I take the towel and circulate because the clay will settle to the bottom, and you have to keep stirring it up. But it's a wonderful experience. So for the weekend, find some clay and take a clay bath, and thank you for chiming in. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
And good luck with your limes.
With what?
Okay. Good luck with your limes. I think you're on the healing path. All right, let me check, see if we have any more questions again. Ashley, can you clarify the thickness of a clay poultice? 1 inch thickness seems very thick. It is, and if you're doing something, a large area, if you're doing like a liver poultice, that you want to stimulate your liver and cleanse the liver, I think you need that much. It can be a fourth of an inch. It can be a half an inch. It can be an inch. Just go by your gut feeling, what feels right for you, and let your intuition take over on that. But if it's something like a kidney or a liver, and then the first time you put it on a kidney or liver, you don't want to do it overnight. You want to do it for a couple hours and let the organ adapt to it, because it's going to be a stimulus for it. The livers and our kidneys get kind of sluggish. We've put them on such a treadmill of getting the toxins clarified out of our body. But yeah, just find your happy place with it. There's no wrong way or right way to do the clay. I find that using more is better sometimes. If you're not getting the result that you want, the rule of thumb is use more clay. But thank you for asking that. Tina says, I have arthritis in my neck, and they call it generative. How can that help, and how do I use the clay? First of all, you start drinking the clay, and I would recommend the living clay. It's going to dissolve the buildup of excess calcium in those joints. And then I'd put a poultice over your neck, around your neck, just put some. And you may want to take just a warm, wet wash rag or a cold wash rag for that matter and wet it and slap clay on it and hold it around the back of your neck and leave it on for an hour or so. And at night, put a thin coat on back there. What it's going to do is going to pull the inflammation and the heat out. And when it does this, those vertebrae can slip back in place. So when the arthritis build up this extra calcium or whatever it is that builds up in those joints, becomes less, begins to dissolve. And we've had people with gnarled fingers that started drinking the clay, and they noticed that they could get their fingers were more flexible and they didn't have those knots in their joints anymore. So try that and see. But drink it too. Drinking it does something miraculous inside the body to those joints, and applying it topically is kind of like an analgesic. It just stops the pain and the irritation and the swelling. And another question from Violet in Sanger, Texas. Can clay be used for cataracts? Yes, it can. I've heard some good reports. Some people haven't had very much. I like to take the liquid clay and put it on a little circular cotton makeup pad and hold it up to my eyes. And if you can do that, 15 minutes a couple of times a day. And I also, it's on the new book website. If you go to The Clay Book, theclaybook.com, and look under excerpts of the new book. The last one at the bottom of the page talks about mixing, and there's a recipe for mixing some eye wash, so you can wash your eyes out with the clay and you can use it also as drops too, and it helps. it's helped me with getting over dry eyes to use the eye wash. So you can use both of those and see how it does. And maybe you can at least keep them small where they don't bother you. If you catch it early enough, a lot of times you can keep them from developing. But the poultices feel wonderful. If you just have irritated eyes and they itch, just pour a little of that liquid clay on one of those cotton pads and just hold it up to your eye. And you can do one eye at a time, or you can just lay down and relax and do it over both eyes. And it takes the heat and the inflammation and the itching out, particularly if you get allergy eyes like I do. All right, another one. I have several plantar fibroids on the arch of my left foot. One is pretty big. I put clay on with saran wrap. Whoops, we're off the page. And it does seem to get smaller. Any hope it will go away? Yes, I've had people say that they have gone away. The problem is when you put the saran wrap on and the clay on and you walk and put pressure, it kind of squirts the clay out. So when you're not on your feet, if you can put a big glob on there and just prop up and let it dry, that will help too, because these little warts get deeply embedded. Generally, it takes off any kind of those little seed warts and reduces them quite quickly. But when they get deeply embedded, like a plantar wart or plantar fibroid, it takes a little bit longer for them to go away. But stay with it. I would also be drinking the clay for that. Just never know how the clay is going to do that. And wow, this has turned out to be a wonderful day. I'm just thrilled. I was so afraid I had lost people. And so I am just absolutely beside myself with joy to know that you all found me and that we're still together. And I'm looking forward to next month. And go find some clay and give yourself a clay bath this weekend. Treat yourself to the luxury of a clay bath. And this is Perry A. wishing you a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Celebrate life, be grateful, be thankful, and reap the rewards. Good things are coming your way. This is Perry A. over and out.